Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Thunderbolt Earth, the podcast series where we discuss anything related to Earth. This week's topic is on volcanoes, so I tweeted out to you guys and asked which volcano you would want me to make a podcast about, and a majority of you guys said Mount Fuji. So this week's episode is going to be all about Mount Fuji. I'm going to be answering some of your questions that you guys asked me on Twitter that are about Mount Fuji. So let's get right to it. Mount Fuji is an active volcano in Japan that stands at 3,776 meters. The reason why Mount Fuji is so special to Japan is because it's the tallest mountain in Japan. Mount Fuji is also a symbol of Japan. It contributes to Japan's physical, cultural, and spiritual geography. Mount Fuji is a sacred site with temples and shrines located around it. The first question you guys asked me is, when did Mount Fuji form? Mount Fuji is a basaltic composite volcano that formed about 100,000 years ago. Now let's talk about how the mountain formed. So its current cone shape was formed by eruptions during three periods, Komitake, Kofuji, and Shinfuji. The Komitake volcano formed about 400,000 to 300,000 years ago and had a peak of 2,300 meters. The Komitake volcano entered a period of activity about 100,000 years ago and created a volcano known as Kofuji. The Kofuji volcano began to develop the basaltic lava characteristic of the modern mountain. From 80,000 to 11,000 years ago, the Kofuji volcano began to build up layers of lava, pyroclastics, and large mud flows. During this time, the volume of the volcano increased in total 250 kilometers cubed. The final stage in the formation of Mount Fuji occurred 11,000 years ago during the Shinfuji period. The eruptions that occurred during this period were found to be very explosive. From 11,000 to 80,000 years ago, the Shinfuji volcano released large amounts of lava from the peak crater north around the west side and to the southwest of the cone. From 8,000 to about 4,500 years ago, most of the lava flowed on the eastern side of the cone. Ash also streamed intermittently from this peak crater. In the last 4,500 years, the volcano has been built up with massive lava and pyroclastic flows from both the top and the sides of the volcano. The type of lava that covered the volcano was A'a lava, which has a high viscosity. Mount Fuji is composed of these three overlapping volcanoes. The next question you guys asked me is, what caused Mount Fuji to erupt? So the most recent eruption of Mount Fuji occurred in 1707. Mount Fuji is located on the Ring of Fire, which is where 75% of the world's volcanoes and 90% of its earthquakes are located. The large number of volcanoes and earthquakes are caused by tectonic plate movements in that area. Plates overlap at convergent boundaries called subduction zones. In these zones, the plate that is underneath is being pushed down or subducted by the plate above. As rock is subducted, it melts and becomes magma. The large amount of magma that is near the Earth's surface gives rise to volcanic activity. The major source of Mount Fuji's volcanic activity is said to be the subduction of the Pacific Plate beneath the Philippine Plate. The Mount Fuji eruption in 1707 was caused by an earthquake. An 8.6 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Japan and triggered a volcanic eruption to occur 49 days later. There were two levels of magma chambers inside Mount Fuji, located at 8 kilometers and 20 kilometers. Some studies have shown that the earthquake had compressed these two chambers at the same time, blocking the passage exiting the 8 kilometer deep chamber. This led to the buildup of pressure not being released because of the compression. The earthquake then opened up the passage between the 20 kilometer and 8 kilometer magma chambers, which allowed the hot basaltic magma from the 20 kilometer chamber to rise up and mix with the cooler dacitic magma from the 8 kilometer chamber. The mixing of these two magmas caused the Mount Fuji to erupt. Now, most of you guys might know what country Mount Fuji is located in, but let's talk about the city it's in and the cities surrounding the mountain. Mount Fuji is located in the Yamanashi and Shizuoka-ken prefectures of central Honshu, Japan, and is 100 kilometers southwest of Tokyo. Four small cities surrounded, Gotemba to the east, Fuji Yoshida to the north, Fuji Nomiya to the southwest, and Fuji to the south. There are a number of locations where you can observe the mountain. The best way to observe the mountain is by climbing it because you can see all the slopes as you walk along the trail, but make sure you go during climbing season because it only lasts a few months. On a clear day, you can spot the mountain from hundreds of kilometers away. You can even spot the mountain from Tokyo as they offer observation decks during clear days. The next question you guys asked me is, what settlements are close to Mount Fuji? So Mount Fuji is surrounded by four small cities, like I said before, Gotemba to the east, Fuji Yoshida to the north, Fuji Nomiya to the southwest, and Fuji to the south. Fuji Nomiya happens to be the closest city to Mount Fuji. It is in between Tokyo and Kyoto. The city of Fuji Nomiya has an estimated population of 132,507 in 56,655 households. Since the city is so close to Mount Fuji, they have a hiking trail that takes you all the way to the top of the mountain called the Fuji Nomiya Gucci Trail. The hike on this trail takes 4 to 7 hours, but this is supposed to be the shortest way to the top of the mountain. As mentioned before, Mount Fuji is surrounded by a number of temples and shrines. Mount Fuji is considered a sacred place for people who practice Shinto. Shinto is known as Japan's indigenous religion. Shinto shrines honor Kami, the goddess of the Shinto religion. The main shrines are located at the base and the top of Mount Fuji. Now let's talk about the structure of Mount Fuji. Mount Fuji is a stratovolcano, or also known as a composite cone. Composite cones are formed when different types of eruptions deposit different material around the sides of the volcano. These eruptions of volcanic ash and lava cause layers to build up. As mentioned before, Mount Fuji's cone shape was formed by eruptions during three different time periods, Komitake, Kofuji, and Shinfuji. Since Mount Fuji is a basaltic volcano, the lava has a low viscosity and spreads out over a wide area, giving a rise to special land formations. Lava caves can be formed when lava flows start to harden. The core takes longer to harden, which results in a hollow area inside. Gas ejections can also create a hollow area inside the hardened exterior. Rain, wind, and snow have been causing erosion and creating valleys along the surface of Mount Fuji. The largest valley on the mountain is called the Osawa Valley, which formed about 1,000 years ago. It is located directly below the summit on the west side of the mountain. So now that I have talked about the background information on Mount Fuji, I'm going to talk about a specific eruption that occurred in this mountain. This eruption was called the Hawaii eruption. It might sound like I'm saying Hawaii, but it's actually a different word. So on December 16th, 1707, the last confirmed eruption of Mount Fuji had occurred. As mentioned before, the volcanic eruption was caused by an 8.6 magnitude earthquake that struck off the coast of Japan and caused a volcano to erupt 49 days later. The volcanic eruption was rated a 5 on the VEI scale. The eruption shot out large amounts of tephra, which is the fragmental material produced by a volcanic eruption that is thrown into the air and settles on surrounding areas. The tephra that was released during this eruption included volcanic ash and volcanic rock. It ended up covering the central part of Tokyo. The tephra that was shot out affected the environment, economy, and population of central Tokyo. The tephra affected the environment by physically damaging the vegetation. It also damaged the soil by altering their capacity to exchange gas, water, and heat with the atmosphere. The damage of agricultural crops affected the economy because agricultural productivity was decreased. The economy was also affected by the destruction that the eruption caused because the magma flows destroyed buildings and homes nearby. Since the tephra damaged the agricultural crops, many people starved to death. An estimated 20,000 people were killed by the eruption. People were either killed by the magma flows or the tephra, which made it difficult for people to breathe. A lot of people experienced serious respiratory problems from the tephra, such as asthma and lung disease. Many people were emotionally affected by the eruption. People had to deal with losing their loved ones and their homes. So you guys asked me if I can predict the likelihood of the volcano erupting again. Well, Mount Fuji has erupted more than 15 times since 781. It has been dormant since the last recorded eruption in 1707. That means that it has been more than 300 years since the last eruption. The time interval between the 1707 eruption and the eruption before that was 200 years, which means that it has surpassed the previous interval. According to a professor of volcanology at Kyoto University, Mount Fuji was getting ready to erupt but was shaken by the Great East Japan earthquake that struck the Tohoku region in 2011, which made the volcano even more unstable. Based on this information, I believe that there is a possibility that Mount Fuji will erupt again. Since the time interval between the 1707 eruption and the eruption before that was 200 years, the next eruption can happen at any time because it has been more than 200 years already. Now let's talk about some preventive measures cities close to Mount Fuji have taken or could take to protect themselves from volcanic eruptions. The governments of Shizuoka, Yamanashi, and Kanagawa prefectures are preparing for the next Mount Fuji eruption. According to an evacuation plan formulated by the three governments, 750,000 people will have to evacuate if an eruption occurs. The worst damage is expected in Shizuoka due to the lava and pyroclastic flows. 580,000 people in the city will need to evacuate. The three governments are still trying to formulate a prediction of the damage that will be caused by the eruption. They are also trying to figure out how to move the function of city halls in case it gets covered in volcanic ash. The governments are going to try to figure these things out before they formulate evacuation routes. A great way of protecting the people from a Mount Fuji eruption is by placing barriers and channels that direct low levels of lava flow. There are many ways that people can prepare for a volcanic eruption. The first step is to listen to any emergency alerts. The most important step is to protect yourself from falling ash. Volcanic ash can cause respiratory problems. Make sure that you always have enough supplies just in case you have to evacuate immediately. Another step to protecting yourself is by covering ventilation openings and sealing doors and windows to prevent ash from getting inside your shelter. It is also important to protect yourself after the eruption has occurred. The first step you should take after the eruption is reaching out to friends and family. Another important step is not to step outside the house until the authorities have told you it is okay. So that wraps up this week's episode for Thunderbolt Earth. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode and don't forget to tweet me any questions for the new topic next week. See you in the next episode!